Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Quite a dynamic 40-minute set. Hi, Jimmy Patrick and the Suburbs community. It's Roger Grace in Montrose in Scotland with my
The Rocktober
new picks. Two from me this month and a cover song to finish as well. The first is, well, it's the album of the month. It was going to be No Danger on this. The Last Dinner Party brought their sophomore album out called The Pyre. I think it's even better than the first album. It's a mixture of songs and song types, some really wonderful melodic singing and a cappella singing from the ladies. You can hear their influences from Roxy Music and Bowie and all the great things from the 70s that I love. They are an amazing act and I just wish them bigger and better things. So from that, if you can choose the song Second Best, which was written by the guitarist Emily Roberts, and my interpretation of it is it's how somebody makes you feel second best in a relationship. But it's a wonderful song. I might have got the interpretation wrong, but looking at the lyric sheet and how it plays to my ear, that's what it's about. And I think that's something we can probably all relate to. It's a damn good listen. Go and buy the bloody album as well. Second song from the Nashville artist is James Bruno. He's only 24. He's got amazing stage presence and a guitar player. He was an opening act for Those Damn Crows, who I went to see in Edinburgh. Sorry, in Glasgow a few weeks ago. Getting confused now in my old age. He's just got a new EP that came out right at the end of the month called The Other Side. It's six tracks. It's really, really good. I caught the back end of his support act. He only plays six songs from it. Four of them were from this as well. He is amazing as well, and I hope for bigger and better things for him as well. So the song from that EP I'd like you to play is called Endless. The last thing is the cover song. It's also from that show as well. So there was a late replacement support act, the Canadian band that are now based in Detroit called the Autumn Kings. Never heard of them, never seen them before. They were really, really good and far better than I expected. And it blends mixtures of new metal and rap. And it probably wouldn't be everyone's cup of tea as well. I can well imagine Stephen not particularly caring for him. Halfway through quite a dynamic 40-minute set, they played a cover song and they said, people either love this or hate it. The crowd on the night absolutely loved it. I can say that the live version is quite a bit heavier than the cover version. So here we go, drum roll. It's Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca. Yes, you heard that right. A metal version of a Ricky Martin song. Who'd have thunk it? As I said, live, it is quite a bit heavier than the version here, but it's a damn good song as well. And the crowd were really up for it and well into it. Anyway, that's just about it. Just for me to say, I thought my pick of the Sisters, the Chords, would be a bit niche and only I would like it. So I was really heartened to know that two of the other listeners last month also picked them as their album of the month as well. It's well worth going to listen to. It's 30 minutes. It comes in covered vinyl. It's brilliant. And also Patrick, Emma Pollock. Didn't get the Delgado thing, wasn't a fan of the Delgados, but I've got her album as well, and that's in a lovely canary yellow, so go and buy it as well. And it's a really good listen. Anyway, there's lots of good music coming out in November, and some of those were released on the 31st of October, so I'm going to cheat because I didn't actually see them till the 1st of November. So, as always, that's everything from me. So long, farewell, goodbye.
Visions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition. That girl's gonna make me fall. Shooting to new sensations. A new kiss in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction.
Go and buy the bloody album as well.